It's time to head into the barn. This is the Bet America Radio Network. You're in the barn. In the barn. Talking horse racing news, events, and a whole lot more. Here's your host, Jason Beam.
All right, welcome into the barn, the Bet America Radio Network, and episode number 4, and we're very pleased to be here in our second week of the Bet America Radio Network. I'm not going to lie to you here. I'm trying to be a very transparent host here with you. I had a great interview that I did this afternoon or this evening with Michelle Yu of Santa Anita Park, and the audio got screwed up because I did something wrong with the call recorder. Done 100 interviews with it, never had a problem with it. But now it's, you know, it's past bedtime, and I kind of got to just go with the fact that we're not going to be able to hear from Michelle Yu, and hopefully we will get her on again soon. But I wanted to say to her, thank you for your time, and I apologize for the air. The thing was, the audio recorder, it had my voice recorded at like lightning speed, so I sounded like Alvin the Chipmunk asking the questions, and then she sounded totally normal. So that was a little bit unfortunate. I was bummed out because we had a really nice conversation, and Michelle's an awesome, awesome host and analyst at Santa Anita there. But we'll try to get Michelle on another time. So my apologies to her for taking up her time and not being able to use the interview, and to you, the listener. We are going to be joined by Aaron Riley, who is a handicapper who won our Friday night qualifier for the Horse Player World Series this past week. Just a $25 buy-in for him. And now he's got a $2,500 prize package for the Horse Player World Series. That includes buy-in to the Horse Player World Series, as well as lodging, racing forms, the whole nine yards. And look forward to talking to Aaron. I love talking to, it's really cool to get to talk to the personalities in racing. People like Michelle Yu, people like, Jimmy McNerney, who joined us the other day, John Dooley and Mary Rampolini that we've had on so far. But it's also awesome just to talk to the regular everyday handicappers that you don't know, because some folks are, you find are real into the numbers. They love handicapping. Some people just like the gambling part of it. Some people just like the sport of it. Everybody's got a little bit of a different story. So we're going to have just a couple of minute chat with Aaron, talking about his big win this past Friday. Again, going forward with the Horse Player World Series, we're going to be doing a Ustream broadcast and kind of live covering the tournament, the big Friday night tournament. So check it out at betamerica.com. We look forward to having lots of great guests for you here in the barn each and every day we do the show. And again, Aaron Riley going to join us. We're supposed to have Michelle Yu, but like I said, I could have just gone and done the show and done a little 20-minute, 30-minute show, and everybody be like, okay, that's great. But I wanted to – actually, I just wanted to kind of vent because it's been a bit of a frustrating evening. But we press on, we press on, we press on. I hope everybody had a wonderful Martin Luther King Day holiday weekend. Back to the grind now here on this Tuesday. But I wanted to talk about a couple of things that went on over the weekend. That pertain to the show and me, and then B, that pertain to just kind of racing in general that I thought were a little bit interesting. But the first one is the Eclipse Awards. I didn't cover them yesterday. I think the Eclipse Awards are probably best left to the mainstream media folks to cover. So I don't like award shows that much. I don't like the Oscars or the Emmys. And I kind of, and it's funny because like my whole Twitter shtick is, a fake award show. And so the Beamy Awards, if you haven't heard of them, they're very, very ridiculous, but it's a lot of fun. We do them each December. If you go to my website, jasonbeam.com, I have all the winners of the Beamy Awards. But the Beamy Awards are the stupid thing that I do once a year, and it's become kind of popular and like kind of a big deal. And so Ray Pollack of the Pollack Report tweets out the other night, I think the Eclipse Awards need to merge with the Beamy Awards because the Beamy Awards are way more exciting, or something in that vein. And then he put up a poll of which do people like more, the Beamy Awards or the Eclipse Awards. And so I think the Beamy Awards won like 62-38% or something like that. So it's just, it was cracking me up that people were, and I know a lot of it's just shtick, but it was just cracking me up because, it's the stupid thing that I do in my bedroom every year for one night, and they're comparing it to the biggest awards in racing. So, but if the Eclipse Awards want to talk, old Jace is always for sale. That's for sure. We'll, of course, have to tie in with BetAmerica.com. But I don't know. I think the Eclipse Awards, they're, Janine Edwards is an awesome broadcaster, so I think it's cool that she hosts, and they're a very, formal award show, and they really are just for the owners and for the real diehards that are into that kind of stuff. I don't think they connect much with the day-to-day horse player. But, what can you do? I'm sure they can do stuff better. I'm sure the Beamies can do stuff better. So, but, you know, the Eclipse Awards, like I said, the one thing people were upset about was the rogue voters, they call them. You know, the people who, there's awards who, it's a total slam dunk. You know who's going to win it. And inevitably, there's always one or two people who vote for some off-the-wall horse. And we saw that even in baseball. Like, I'm a Seattle guy. I live in Seattle. And Ken Griffey Jr. got into the Hall of Fame this past, a couple weeks ago. But, like, three people didn't vote for Ken Griffey Jr., so he didn't make the Hall of Fame. And everybody was up in arms. Or he made the Hall of Fame, but he didn't make it unanimously. And so everybody was all up in arms about these three voters. I'm just like, you know, who cares? These guys, you know, it's some guy that's being an idiot. There's no transparency with it. I guess they don't force you to show whose ballot to. And maybe that's something they'll do to try to offset that and keep that from happening. You know, if someone wants to make an off-the-wall Eclipse Award pick, and it's only like one of them that's off the wall and the rest of them are pretty good, I don't, you know, if they can make a case for it, I'm willing to hear them out. But, yeah, I don't know. The Eclipse Awards, they don't do a whole ton for me, but I thought we should at least address it because it was a hot topic this weekend. I was driving around on Saturday night when the Eclipse were going on, and I flipped my phone on at one point when I was stopped. It pulled over on the side of the road and not driving, of course. But I had like 70 Twitter notifications, and I was immediately worried. Oh God, I said something stupid. I said something offensive. Somebody got mad. But it turns out it was because Pollock had been talking about it, and everybody was retweeting all that stuff. So yeah. So the Eclipse Awards, they're going to have to challenge the Beamies because the Beamies were trending nationally. And were the number one trends in Louisville and Lexington, and I did not see the Eclipse Awards trending nationally. So that just cracks me up. It makes me laugh so much because it's just such a stupid thing that I do every year. And yet it has this little cult following, so it's pretty cool. The other thing I wanted to talk about that happened over the weekend happened Sunday, and it was at Santa Anita. So Kenny Mayne, the ESPN reporter, was the special guest announcer for the fifth race at Santa Anita Park. And guest announcers, whenever they're celebrities, you know, we've seen it with Bobby Flay did it, Conan O'Brien did it. You'd know what they're going to be. They're not going to be a good – guest announcers are never a good race call. They might be a good – if it's like, you know, if like, you know, Mark Johnson shows up from Churchill when he was, you know, he was there, he would go around other tracks. Okay, that's a different story because he's actually an announcer. But whenever it's like kind of the celebrity guest announcers, you know they're going to be a bad race call and you know it's going to be kind of annoying and maybe kind of funny, but – you know what it is going into it. And so Brad Free from the Daily Racing Forum, who's the Southern California guy, who I've had on my show a number of times, and I like Brad. We get along really good on the air, and he just always has been a really cool, upfront dude to me, so I got no beefs with him. I did disagree with what he said, though, afterwards. He said Kenny Mayne's race call was a disgrace and an embarrassment to Santa Anita. And, you know, he kind of was a little bit harsh about that. And a lot of people were like, this is so stupid. It's so disrespectful to the game. It's amateur. You know, I mean, I guess it kind of is, but I don't know. I guess I'm always down. It's like once every 2 years they do something like this at a big track. And, you know, I don't know. You got a guy who's going to go on SportsCenter and talk about horse racing. Kenny Mayne spreads the word about racing as much as almost anybody that has a big, you know, kind of national following. You know, Bobby Flay's another guy who does. And there's a number of people. But, you know, to kind of get on him about it. It was, you know, he called the wrong horse. That's just kind of how guest race calls go. We had a guy, when I was at Portland Meadows, we had a couple people that did the guest race thing. And one guy, Adam Bjarnson was his name. He's like the Blazers pregame show host. Really, really nice guy. And he actually did a fairly decent job. I mean, it wasn't a good race call, but it was, you know, he knew who was who, and he got him around there, like, and he kind of worked at it. Like, he showed up early in practice. The other time I had a guy come do this, it was the afternoon disc jockey for the Portland Sports Channel. I won't say his name. But so I told him, I said, the most important thing, just memorize the names. The names and the silks. If you can get those down, you can at least just say, you know, so-and-so's first, so-and-so's second, you know, Kimmy's Wish is first, Iron Mike is second, Delta Bravo is third. You know, you can kind of just get through it. And so this guy comes up, and I told him, you know, come up about 15 minutes before post. We'll go over the names and the silks again, and you can, you know, really look at him through the binoculars. So he comes up like 5 minutes to post, and he's, you know, lollygagging around. He finally picks up the binoculars and looks at the horses a couple of times. He's like, ah, I got it. So it's a mile race, so the gate's right below us. gates open and he goes, and they're off, you know, big call. And so then it's just silence. He just totally locks up. And so he doesn't say anything till the horses are like halfway around the first turn. They're like the 6.5 furlong pole by the time he can spit out a word. And so I start feeding him lines. I'm like 3 feet away from him. So I start going, Kimmy's Wish is on the lead. And he goes, Kimmy's Wish is on the lead. Delta Bravo's in second. Delta Bravo's in second. You know, Iron Mike's in the third spot. Iron Mike is third as they're on the back stretch. So we do that the whole rest of the way around. I feed him the lines and he gets through it. And so afterwards he looks at me and goes, man, you saved my bacon. And so I go, yeah. So we go back to the rest of the day. So the next day his show starts. And I'm listening because I want to hear if he talks about it. Because they were out there for the whole day, so I figured he'd talk about it. So he goes, yeah, I got to call a race. He goes, I got a real great appreciation for what Jason Announcer does because I got to guest announce a race. And he's like, here's the race. And so they play it. They take out the whole first 20 seconds of silence. And then they edited out all my breaths. Because when they played the replay at the track, you could hear you watch the live replay at the track, you'd hear me going, Kimmy's Wish is on the lead. Kimmy! And then you'd hear him. So they edited out all my whispering to him, and it actually sounded like he did a pretty decent job. And so he was kind of crowing about, oh, we had a real interesting experience. And I was just like, oh, I should have let you hang, man. But yeah, so when it comes to guest announcers, I don't, you know, as long as it's very rare, I think it's fine. I mean, I was seeing some people like, oh, it's disrespectful to the gamblers and the horse player. Is it ideal? No, it's not disrespectful. And it's, you know, it's a one-off, supposed to be some fun thing. So I don't know. Everybody chill out. Everybody was really getting worked up about it. Kenny was pissed on Twitter. He was going after Brad Free. I had a bunch of people messaging me like, hey man, we need to, you know, this is the fight of the year for the Beamy Awards. And I was saying, no, I said, it's not a fight when the one guy does a jab and then the other guy follows with 30 haymakers. Cause Kenny was going after Brad pretty severely. So it was an interesting night. You know, if you're not on Twitter and you're in the racing sphere, check it out, because there's a lot of annoying conversation, but there's a lot of really good conversation as well going on. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Beamy Awards, BEEMIEAWARDS, at Beamy Awards. And of course, you can always find us at betamerica.com. So I wanted to play a song parody before we interview with Aaron Riley, our Horse Player World Series qualifier from this past week. And I did a little song parody about California Chrome last week. Now, the audio's not the best on this, so I'm going to apologize a little bit in front. I'm doing a lot of apologizing today, but you know, we're still figuring out this whole Bet America Radio Network thing. But Bet America, when we signed up to do all this, they sent me this beautiful new microphone and recording setup. Everything was honky-dory. Like, they really went all out. So the microphone's got buttons on both sides, and I was talking into the top or the one side like I always had done at the radio stations when I did radio. So it turns out you're supposed to talk into the side of the microphone, and you're also supposed to talk into the other side that I wasn't talking into at first. So when I initially recorded this, I was talking into the wrong side of the microphone. So there's a little bit of not the greatest idea, but I think it's fun. It's a song about California Chrome, and it's to the, of course, the Beach Boys' famous song, California Girls. So we're going to play this song parody for you. When we come back after that, we'll be joined by Aaron Riley, our Bet America Horse Player World Series qualifier. So here's California Chrome.
Horses are hip, I really dig those silks they wear. And the Gulfstream horses with the way they ship, I lose my money when I'm down there. The Midwest Arlington horses really love to run on poly track. And the Northern horses up at Belmont Park, they always bust me when I'm up there. I wish they all could be California. I wish they all could be California. I wish they all could be California. Santa Anita, and the palm trees always sway. I dig a chromey shirt on a 58-year-old, and exact does it always pay. He's been all around this great big world, from Ascot to Dubai. But I can't wait till he's back in the States, so we can bring Chrome home to fly. I wish they all could be California. I wish they all could be California. I wish they all could be California, Chrome.
Hip, 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 better.
Commanding Curve is taken second, but California Chrome shines bright in the Kentucky Derby.
Hello, this is Kayla Strah, and I'm here to tell you all about BetAmerica.com. It is the fastest growing legal, safe, and secure website to place all your bets on horse racing. BetAmerica covers over 200 racetracks from North America, the UK, and my home country, Australia. New players to BetAmerica receive a 100% bonus on your first deposit up to $300. That's the best sign-up bonus available today. It's time to play the BetAmerica way.
All right, back here on the Bet America Radio Network, joining us in the barn. Now we're pleased to go out to Southern California and welcome the winner of our Horse Player World Series qualifier from this past Friday, Mr. Aaron Riley. Aaron, how are you?
Great, doing awesome tonight.
So, Aaron, we're going to be broadcasting live these Horse Player World Series tournaments, and we've had a couple of now. And I wasn't able to watch the one this last weekend, but as I was getting ready to talk to you, I looked up the scores, and you had a $120.40 bankroll, and your nearest competition, $67.80. Were you anticipating this contest to be such a runaway?
Yeah, definitely. it wasn't a little bit until I was actually able to actually look at those races, though, because I'm working all day, so it was fairly. I probably made that bet like 7:30 in the morning, picking some long shots, picking some names that I like, because, of course, you can't win with all those damn favorites. But, that was pretty cool, definitely.
So, I clicked on your handle and looked up your results from the tournament. So the tournament consisted of races from Delta Downs and Turfway Park, and the first race at Delta, you get an $18.40 winner, and then the second race, you get a $61 winner with Whiskey Tail. So essentially, after looking at the final results, the contest was over after the second leg. Did you think you had it in the bag after that second leg?
Yeah, well, I was actually looked at the races, probably like the sixth race, I think, Delta and Turfway. And, I had a damn good feeling. But, of course, that Whiskey Tail came in, so I never knew until that last race went off. Then I felt pretty damn good.
was Whiskey Tail, what was it you liked about that horse?
I really just liked his name and, his big odds pretty practically.
So are you an avid tournament player, or is something you're new to? How did you come into playing horse racing tournaments?
Definitely fairly new to that horse racing tournaments. Just with you guys, that's the only time I've started the tournaments. I used to play on, TVG, and that site's not too great anymore because you guys are way better. You guys give so many more options and way better money back. Details, just so much. Everything's better about Bet America than TVG. So
I might have you do my PR work for us. Is that okay? So you win the qualified tournament. Now in about 2 months or so, you're going to be going to Las Vegas, all expenses paid trip, and for the Horse Play World Series. Have you been to a big tournament like the Horse Play World Series or the NHC or any of these kind of big tournaments before?
I've never been to anything like that, and I'm very, very super excited to go. I can't wait.
do you have a strategy, or are you going to kind of are you going to talk to people, like get advice on what to do in a big tournament like that? Because I mean, it's certainly going to be a much different environment than playing at home.
Oh yeah, of course, but I don't really know too many big people that anybody really betting on those tournaments besides me and my dad. So I have nobody really to get any advice from. But you know, just go with my flow and. Hopefully I can keep that good juju going.
Is your dad who got you into horse racing?
Yeah.
Do it.
From a baby.
Oh, yeah. And now you're a Southern California guy. Which tracks did he take you to down there?
Santa Anita, the home track mainly. We went to Los Al a couple of times. No Fairplex when they used to run. I think they closed down about 3 years ago, three, 4 years ago. But anywhere local, really.
Any favorite horses or memories from the track?
Not really. Just we went so much, you know.
Very cool, man. Well, congratulations on the big win, and we'll be following you once you get to Las Vegas for the Horse Player World Series. And do you play a lot of the tournaments during the week? Do you have any like regular tournaments you like to play?
Oh yeah, I love those tournaments, especially the winner take all ones.
Uh huh.
I love playing those ones as well as the dogs, just because the dogs are, you know, illegal in California to bet on. So you guys put them in those tournaments and we can actually bet them in California, which makes it pretty cool.
Yeah, I came here from Portland Meadows, was where I spent a lot of my career, and we had a dog track there called Multnomah Greyhound Park, and I never realized dog racing was much of a thing. And my boss asked me to go host one of these online dog wagering tournaments, or not online, but live at one of our OTBs. And I was like, is there going to be anybody out there? I don't know anybody that bets dogs. I go out there, there's 50 guys signed up to play the tournament. I mean, they dog fans, I've learned, are very passionate about dog racing and dog handicapping and stuff. And they're certainly a different breed, no pun intended, of gambler. But you know, they love it, and they're the guys that do it and are into it, man. I know some guys that did really well with the dog races.
Yeah, I mean, you get some good long shots coming in with those things. I'm not really just all about the dogs, but I'm just, you know, any gambling type of thing.
you just like to fire off.
Exactly.
My kind of guy. All right, Aaron, well, I really appreciate your time. Congratulations, and we'll look forward to seeing you at the Horse Player World Series in Las Vegas.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it, and I can't wait to see you guys there.
All right, Aaron Riley joining us here on the Bet America Radio Network. We'll be right back after this short timeout.
This is the Bet America Radio Network. You're in the barn with Jason Beam.
All right, back here in the barn, and our special thanks to Aaron Riley for joining us here on the fourth episode of the Bet America Radio Network. Again, we'll be bringing you shows all throughout the week. And don't forget, Fridays, we're going to be starting to do a live Ustream broadcast of those Friday Night Horse Player World Series qualifiers. So if you haven't signed up for that tournament yet, be sure to do so. Go to betamerica.com and get signed up for the Horse Player World Series qualifiers on Friday night. They get underway, I believe, at 7:30 Eastern. And a chance to take home that big prize package that includes buy into the Horse Player World Series, four nights hotel in Las Vegas, racing forms. I think you get lunch and breakfast on all the tournament days. It's really a top-class prize package from us here at BetAmerica.com. So once again, I apologize. We had Michelle Yu. We interviewed her, and we had the audio problems, but we're going to have more great interviews coming forward. We'll get to we'll get Michelle on here again very, very soon. In fact, she's going to be she's pregnant right now, and she's baby's due, she said, January 31st. So we might have to wait till after she adds a member to her family. But we wish Michelle the happiest and healthiest of deliveries for her baby and her family. And again, apologize for that inconvenience. But our thanks to Aaron Riley as well. And I hope everybody enjoyed the California Chrome song. And we will be back with you tomorrow here in the barn, the Bet America Racing Network. Good night, everybody.